Okay, for today's lesson, let's welcome again Tony Hamilton, please.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning again. Thank you so much for your love and support. I'm feeling it. Thank you. So I have a lot I want to share with you this morning. I believe in this teaching. I believe that there's a beingness, that there's an energy, that there's an entity, that it's perfect, it's whole, it's complete, that it creates out of itself, and it creates beauty and a harmony, and it does so because it is love. I don't know why, but I deeply believe in love. I believe that we can live a life of love, that we can live in beauty with love, live free and in peace. I'm going to say that again. There's a war going on in this place, in that place in the world. There's somebody you don't like, somebody that doesn't like you, somebody that you don't get along with, somebody that did you wrong, somebody that you did wrong. And I believe that we can live free and in peace. Yes, I know I'm crazy, but that's all right. In this teaching, we're taught that if you change your thinking and your feeling, I stress feeling because it's so powerful. If you change your thinking and your feeling, that you can change your life. Just believe it, and it's yours. Now, the Bible tells us that such a place existed where there was beauty and grace and freedom and ease and wholeness, and you didn't want for anything, the Garden of Eden. But we were cast out of the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve got kicked out. So, God told Adam and Eve, you can have anything in here further than your eyes can see. Just don't touch that tree. Leave that one alone. This was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Leave that alone. Don't bother that. But Adam and Eve, they were in heaven. They were flowing. They were kicking it. God was breathing their breath. They didn't want for anything. They didn't have to eat. They were all breatharians. The lions and tigers were their friends. And they were just in the flow. So what? The tree. I want to check that out. And they started contemplating and thinking and imagining things. And before you know it, they went up to that tree and God said, I told you, don't do that. I told you not to touch that. I'm sorry you disturbed the balance. You got to go. And so they were sent out into the world with the knowledge of good and evil. So when Eve went to Lion to hang out and talk about what happened, and I don't see what the big deal is, and I don't know why God did that, Lion tried to scratch the living daylights out of her and eat her up. And Eve was in shock. She was petrified. What? What happened? And thus it started. And you know what they say. The sins of the parents are visited upon the children. So we've been hanging out since then, dealing with this experience of the belief in good and evil, right and wrong, positive and negative, day and night. Interestingly enough, it creates an experience that is so different from the garden. But we have the opportunity to experience that too. And how do we experience that? I believe that we experience it by being authentic, by being who we are. But what is authenticity? Okay, so you know what I did. I went to the dictionary, right? Okay. What does it mean? Being genuine, true, honest, original. Remember that word. Accurate, trustworthy, reliable. But good old Webster, listen to this. This is so beautiful. Authenticity is being true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. I like that. I'm going to put it up someplace in my house. So here's a question. Why aren't we more authentic? Go ahead, sit there for just a second. I'm going to wait and ask yourself why you're not more authentic. The answer is very important. In order to be authentic, we have to know ourselves. We have to know who we are. We have to know what matters to us. We have to know what we want, what we believe in, what we think about something, what we feel. In order to be authentic, we have to know ourselves. And knowing the self requires deep introspection, reflection, doesn't it? Have you ever had to stop and check your insides and your feelings and see what was going on for you? Why you were upset? Why you were nervous? One of my most vivid memories is being a young girl and getting all nervous and tongue-tied around a guy. I was shocked. I was like, what is that? Knowing yourself, though, requires honesty. It requires being able to be honest with yourself. It requires integrity. It requires self-acceptance. What happens the first time we see something about ourselves that we don't like, that we're surprised by? Knowing yourself requires courage. So what gets in our way? What if who we are and what matters to us, what we believe in and what we think and what we want is different? What if we're unique, which we all are? But don't we forget that? What if we're unconventional? If we act and think out of the box, if we're not the norm? What if everybody around us believes that the world is flat, and in your heart, you see that it's round? Well, people are going to say you're nuts, but that's all right. What if I'm a man that's attracted to other men, or I'm a woman that's attracted to other women in a world that's heterosexual, where for most people, it's not that way? What if I have nappy, kinky hair and everybody around me has got straight, flowing hair? What if my brain works differently than yours? What if when I look out of my eyes, I see energy waves like Van Gogh did? Or what if my brain short circuits and I can't control what I say? Or can't control my movements like someone with Tourette syndrome? When being authentic means that mom or dad is manipulative or unfair or mean, what then? When being authentic means that I'm gay and I come out, what then? Or what if I'm Catholic and my whole family is Catholic? My mom, my dad, my sisters, my brothers, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, my grandparents, everybody's Catholic. And I meet a Muslim person and fall in love with them. What then? And what if I'm black, if I'm of African descent and I have that kinky hair and I really don't want to straighten it? What then? Or what if I'm black and refuse to live by the limitations that are set for me by prejudice? Or what if I'm Muslim living in a country that causes women to cover themselves? What if I don't want all that stuff on and want to be free? What then? Or what if I see my government doing something wrong and I blow the whistle on them? What if authenticity means doing something against the norm? In that moment of choice, in that moment, what determines whether or not I become successful, whether or not I'm accepted and loved, whether or not I become a trailblazer, or I become a victim? What determines that? Living authentically requires courage, it requires faith, and it requires trust. But in what? And in who? So I ask the question, do you know who you are? Do we really know who we are? Really? Because besides all that other stuff, gay, African American, a person with Tourette's syndrome, a Catholic, a Muslim, besides all that other stuff, who I really am is a unique expression of the divine. That's who I really am. I love the analogy that we have in our teaching of the wave to the ocean. I'm the wave. I'm not the totality of spirit, but we have all the qualities and attributes of spirit, all the possibilities. We have the innate ability to create something new, something different, something original, moment by moment. I have to know, though, in order to create the life, the expressions, the experiences that I choose. Otherwise, I'm going to be tossed willy-nilly at the effect of my ignorance. Creating any old thing might be great, might be horrific. And what determines that? My belief system, okay? The collective consciousness. And when I say the collective consciousness here, I want to refer to the effect that the collective consciousness can have on all of us. You know that 100th monkey syndrome? If you're not familiar with that, I suggest that you check out the book. You can find it online, any old place. But it is the idea that when enough take on an idea, it infiltrates and affects the whole. Now, though beliefs are tricky, because there's what I believe consciously, yes? What I know, what I run my mouth about, what I stand firm on, what I move towards in my life, you know? And then there's the unconscious, there's what I don't know. And therein lies the rub. The only way to know is to live the results of whatever is in our subconscious and whatever is in the collective consciousness. And so when you look around at your world, at your personal world, and at the world at large, what do you think the predominant beliefs are? What are the predominant beliefs? And so when I choose to do something, I have no way of knowing for sure what the results are going to be, okay? So if I'm a gay person and I go to my parents and I tell them, I have no way of knowing what the results are going to be. If I choose to wear the bright, beautiful colors that I want to wear, have my hair in a certain way, put a hat on one of my favorite performers has passed away. It was a man named Sylvester. And Sylvester, and I mean this with no disrespect, Sylvester was a serious drag queen. Sylvester was an amazing, amazing performer. And in his show, he used to model hats. These outrageous, colorful, beautiful hats. A little bitty hat with a long, great big feather on top. A great big hat that he would flip back. I was amazed the first time I saw Sylvester. I was amazed. And I went to see him every time that I could because I knew in that moment, oh my God, this man has such courage. Has such courage. It was hard for me to wrap my mind around. So in order to be authentic, I have to know who I am. I have to know what's important to me. I have to know what I want, and I have to honor that. And honor myself, but here's the key, without doing harm to anyone. That's the key. And in order to do that, we have to have a lot of faith. So now, I'm just going to give you some things to think about. I believe that Paul Robeson had a lot of faith. I believe that Paul Robeson absolutely believed that he was doing the right thing and that what he was doing was necessary. And for those of us that are not familiar with Paul Robeson was the first black person to attend Princeton. He was a very highly skilled, famous football player for the school. He was a performer. He sang opera. I think he was the first black person to do Othello, if I'm not mistaken. He traveled all over the world. Went to Russia, apparently expressed an interest in communism, and that was the beginning of the end. His passport was revoked. He was not allowed to perform. You know, he was watched every place that he went. He had trouble feeding himself and his family. And he also had a deep belief in God. So Paul Robeson would probably tell you that he had a lot of faith. Martin Luther King, I don't have to tell you who he is. If I do have to tell you who he is, I'm leaving. Some of our kids don't know, talk about these people, okay? Martin Luther King had a tremendous amount of faith. He was still murdered. And so this has been my journey. This has been the big boogeyman in the room for me. When we go to do something, being authentic, there might be a risk, either a little bitty risk, right? Don't really matter that much. And they're great, big, huge risks. You and I may never take the risk that Martin Luther King took. You and I may never take the risk that a John F. Kennedy took. Okay? You and I may never take the risk that Edward Snowden has taken. However, when you decide that you're going to be yourself and be who you are, if it's not in line with the norm, it can be a risk. I'm here to tell you, if you are not authentic, if you are not true to yourself, it is a greater risk. Because every time we deny ourselves, every time we shrink back, every time we withhold, we die a little inside. Something happens that's not okay when we're not authentic, when we're not honest and true. Now, maybe you haven't had that experience, but I have. And so then what do we do? First, spiritual practices. I'm telling you, spiritual practices are critical. And I like the fact that they're called practices. You know why? Because I'm practicing the truth. I'm practicing being who I am. I'm practicing knowing the presence. I'm practicing so that when I have a challenge, when I have to step out, when I have to honor myself and I may not feel safe, I've got my spiritual practices in back of me. It's like an army. Spiritual practices are critical. Learning and understanding this teaching is critical because if you've ever been in the trenches, you got to know how to get out and be whole. And here's the key, still be alive. So, what does that mean? It means you have to know who you are. You have to have faith. You have to be able to assess the situation and choose what risk you're going to take. And you have to know that regardless of what you do, Spirit is present. Now, I'm going to close with talking about something my favorite. I want to talk to you about Jesus. Because Jesus is an example of somebody who, to my knowledge, was the greatest who walked in the world, who knew who he was. Jesus knew who he was. And Jesus was still crucified. And I can tell you as a kid that bothered me. It still bothers me today. How is that possible? This is why I'm a religious scientist. This is why I am in this teaching. Because somebody wrote the wrong ending to that story. Or maybe I should say, someone should have written another story. And in this teaching, I intend with grace to be able to write a different story to the ending of my life, to be able to walk in this world authentically and still be alive, maybe pass away in my sleep. But the truth is that authenticity is inextricably tied to power and freedom. It's almost like they're the same thing in both ways. No? Pros and cons. So I have to be able to discern if I'm a person that's going to step out and say, I'm gay. If I'm a person that's going to step out and say, the government is doing something wrong here and I think you need to know about it. Whatever it is, whatever the example, and I use dramatic ones, okay. But when I do that, am I compromising my personal power? Am I compromising my freedom? The reason that I use the example of Jesus is because God is power. Not powerlessness. God is freedom. For me, I should be able to be authentic, powerful, and a free expression of the divine, not a victim, not a martyr. To do this, I have to know who I am. I have to walk in this life using discernment and using wisdom. Thank you. Kindly sit and close your eyes. We're going to do our dream awake meditation.
All alone. Strength, courage, and wisdom.
So just imagine.
Inside of me.
Lord, you are surrounded. Surrounded by golden light.
It's been inside of me.
Gentle, sweet. It feels so good.
Courage and wisdom. It's been inside of me.
Feels like love. In this light,
spin inside of me.
You don't require
all
anything.
Along.
Nothing
strength,
missing.
Courage and wisdom.
Nothing
spin
to be concerned about.
All alone.
You're just there, hanging
strength,
out
courage and wisdom.
In the flow,
spin inside of me.
Wrapped
all
in love. It's flowing in you.
It's been inside of me.
All around you.
All along.
And there's
strength,
nothing.
Courage and wisdom.
Nothing but peace.
It's been inside
and love.
Of me. All along. Strength, courage and wisdom.
Breathe
it's been
it in.
Inside of me. All along.
If something else comes,
strength,
immerse it in the light.
It's been inside of me all along. Strength, courage, and wisdom.
And let's seal this with a treatment.
It's been inside of me all along.
There is truly only one.
Strength,
one essence, one energy, one mind, one power, one presence, one light. It is absolutely perfect, whole, and complete. It is infinite and unlimited, and it is everywhere evenly present. It creates out of itself beauty, harmony, joy, love, excitement, peace, abundance, prosperity. There is no lack or limitation of any kind. There is only the infinite presence. There is only freedom and ease in the creative process, the flow. This is the truth. This is the truth of my being. This is the truth of my experience. This is the truth of my very life. The guided, in partnership, in connection with the divine, for me, everything wonderful is possible. I get to stand and be who I am. I get to live my uniqueness. I get to honor myself. I get to show up in the world understanding that I have gifts to give. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can harm me. My light cannot be extinguished. I cannot even be killed. Why? Because I am infinite. I am unlimited. I am the ongoing presence and activity of God. Always, always was, always will be. I am God.
Strength, courage, and wisdom.
No matter what. And so I affirm with this word that each person here has a deeper understanding of the presence within them, that as they go forward out into the world, this understanding grows and deepens. So there is a clarity that allows each person to be themselves and to live free with authenticity, using discernment and the wisdom of spirit that allows perfect full self-expression. Thank you, sweet spirit. Thank you. I release this word into the law, knowing that it is absolutely the truth. Please close with me. And so it is. You know, there was a meeting, was it last week or week before last? Reverend Michelle had a meeting because the center is experiencing some hiccup in the cash flow. And so we had a meeting and we did some brainstorming about what was possible and what we could do. really, what it was a meeting about remembering the truth. Because there is no lack of limitation. So if this center is of value to you, if you receive something here that's important to you, and you want this center to continue to be here, for this teaching to be available to you at this center, I'm going to ask you, not just today, but going forward until you get an all clear, oh, we're good now, okay, no more cash flow issue, I'm going to ask you to be with us, to be thinking about that, to be in the process of knowing that this center has everything it needs to move forward and to grow. And so not just today, but day in and day out, as you live, please be in the consciousness of supporting this center financially, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and with your actions. I'm going to read our prosperity affirmation. Holding this offering in my hand, I bless it with my love. Please repeat that. Allow it to go forth to multiply and do good. I accept the return blessing of my generosity, knowing that I can never outgive God. God bless this center and our community. And may I be a walking example of good to the world around me. And so it is.